It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Six Colorado Springs police officers were injured yesterday when a bomb simulator detonated during training at Fort Carson. Five of the officers were treated at a hospital and released, and another expected to stay hospitalized overnight as a precaution. None of the injuries was serious. The Department of Interior just released a new science policy that says it will increase transparency. But as Amanda Peacher reports, conservationists are concerned.
The DOI order came out late Friday. It says interior agencies must use peer-reviewed science when making decisions. In an emailed statement, the DOI said it came about in response to, quote, concerns that the department has not been providing sufficient information to the public to explain how and why it reaches conclusions. That sounds good, says Bobby McEnany with the Natural Resources Defense Council, a nonprofit conservation group. The problem is it can take a long time for science to be peer-reviewed and then published. In the meantime, local land managers won't be able to make on-the-ground, in-the-moment decisions.
Agency officials cannot use science unless it passes sort of a gold standard.
McEnany says land managers collect science data all the time to predict fire seasons, measure snowfall, or water levels in our reservoirs.
You're talking about limiting the ability of officials to do their daily job.
The order also applies to any private entity that receives research funding from the Interior Department. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.